I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This is a follow-up story to last week's release of 40 Pakistani Christians who were held for terrorism and murder since 2015. Now, what you didn't know was that in order to obtain acquittal and release, they had to pay 30 million rupees to the families of two Muslim men who died in the riots following that Easter Sunday terror attack. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
So the government, in essence, was trying to save face. They didn't want to start a riot, as this one radical political party frequently does in Pakistan. They didn't want them to riot against the court decision. This diyat was a way to save face.
Pakistan remains a dangerous place for believers, as evidenced by the lopsided response to Christians and Muslim deaths. So pray that believers would have the courage to truly love their enemies. A Mission Aviation Fellowship is taking Vacation Bible School to the skies. Well, figuratively. You see, MAF just created a brand new VBS program called SOAR. Kids get a daily flight plan, learn about unique places around the world, and then learn about God's mission. Mike Snodgrass, MAF's Director of Learning and Development, says they noticed a lack of VBS programs that taught kids about the Great Commission and missions today. They worked with experienced volunteers to create the program with fun characters and props and unique music. MAF also worked with four churches to get feedback on the SOAR VBS program.
They actually piloted the VBS for us. And through that, we feel like we've made even a much better product.
The SOAR VBS program with MAF is available now. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.